Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217033. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show Real Boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, and poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show, Connected Dots of Confusion, delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect dots to innovations you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. There are solutions, as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust. That's my message, and as your student kid, I will be living it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Every time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90. And just a reminder, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators. While I do have a great team when it comes to the financing plan, I plan to save you money. I personally love you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your future reference. 800-306-1990. Of course, we are celebrating today, and I love this one. It is, well, Best Friends Day. Okay, we'll take that one. Uppy Daisy Day. Maybe we're going to stick with National Take Your Poison Day. I don't take literally, because it is a celebration. So National Pick Your Poison is observed each year on the 8th of June. Over the years, bartenders are known to use the phrase, name your poison, asking patrons what they drink. The observation celebrates and is a day to commemorate making a choice or a decision. It may be a simple choice to make, or it might be a decision that requires a lot. The origin of the phrase, name your poison, is unknown. It is believed when it was first used. So I'm just going to throw out there for all to digest my poison. I will pick my poison. Kettle one martini up, please, with three blue stuffed olives. What do you think about that one? Go to the stage and put on there what your poison is. Have you picked your poison? I'm not sure that it's poison. That could be good for you. The thought there, that is personal preference. So put yours right in there. Facebook. You'll get Jada Pope pipe in there. On welcome and good morning, Mr. Kaplan. So I'm glad to see you there. So let's get some Pick Your Poison. Ron Siegel Radio, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. The live stream of the broadcast is right there. Pick Your Poison. What's going on in the news? Other than the fact that we are watching and monitoring the James Comey testimony before Congress Day, I don't expect that we're going to get a whole lot there. Yeah, I'm not expecting a whole lot from him. We saw the transcript of his opening statement that was submitted yesterday. We do hear now that Mr. Comey is the one who leaked his private memo with regard to the president, so... And I wonder what else is even leaking. Just my thought right there. Mr. Comey's all come up with a commentary this morning that I didn't trust the president. Now, if you've got an individual that works for you that doesn't trust you, don't you think over some point in time that that's going to be transferred to the boss and maybe that could lead to his dismissal? Just a thought there, but we'll find out what more goes there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 33 points right now. Oil up 7 cents per barrel. The numbers on the oil, gasoline, $2.358 a gallon. A little bit from yesterday, a little bit more from a week ago. It's 234.5 lower last month at 235.6, about the same last year. In California, we are paying $3.073 a gallon of gasoline. $3.06 is what they're paying in Hawaii. We are seeing also the Central Bank made no changes in policy this morning. Statement removed a reference to the possibility of further rate cuts. The ECB President Draghi gave a more up view for the outlook of economic growth, but he said that inflation remained low. Jobless claims 25,000, a little above the consensus of 240,000 is the numbers we're there. Mr. Comey, again, a lot of the news this morning is about former Director Comey talking about the issue that he can tell the president on three different occasions that he was not being investigated. He was not the center of the investigation on the Russia issue. I did find fascinating, though. I love watching what some of the polls come out with and seeing what their comments are in some different areas. So ABC came out with a poll, and I love the way they do these polls, just because they ask the impossible and then take the response sources to be credible. So according to this ABC Washington Post poll, a majority of Americans have grave suspicion about President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey and his conduct investigations of Russia's interference in the 2016 election. 56% of the U.S. adults say Trump is interfering with investigations rather than cooperating, while 61% say Trump fired Comey to protect himself rather than the good of the country. So my questions here, how do 56% of the people know about Mr. Trump's interfering? Now, we've heard from Senator Dianne Feinstein, a senator here, a senior senator in California. We've heard from others in the Senate and the Congress saying that Mr. Trump is not involved in this. There's no evidence of his being involved in the Russian issues. Yet the fire protect himself. Where's the logic in this? I'm just trying to understand. Maybe we can figure out that where the logic is coming from some of the folks that are doing these polls and that are asking some of these questions, and even more so, the people are responding. So how do they get them? Basically, what ends up happening, they go to somebody, and they might go to you, and say, do you believe that President Trump is interfering in the investigation? Yeah, I have no idea. Well, what do you think? Well, I think he probably is. Okay, that goes down as one for the pro side. You see how these things work? Doesn't make a lot of sense, but that is what they're looking at. That's the way they do these things in Washington, D.C. right now. Now, the other interesting point that I did hear in the chat this morning from Mr. Comey was you never know where these investigations will lead. Now, the issue of the insinuations, he didn't understand and didn't think that it was a wise choice for Loretta Lynch to meet with President Clinton on the tarmac. That's what caused him to go public with something that they would very go public with. The irony here is the concept that, you know, where the FBI investigation that the independent counselor is looking could go down a rabbit trail. Many people are not excited about it, especially here in California. There might be people that are not happy where that might lead, especially with regard to, Susan Rice, we've talked about that one as well. Samantha Power now in the mix. A lot of individuals here that are might end up getting, you know, maybe they're involved in more than what they've been led to believe. And I think what we're going to end up seeing, and again, I'm just speculating. I'll tell you when I speculate. But my speculation is that we may end up seeing that there are some times there are some issues where somebody's get immunity. Susan Rice, and when you give somebody like that, then they're compelled to testify. The Fifth Amendment comes off the table. There's no way of incriminating oneself if they've been given immunity. Very fascinating to see what happens in the whole issue. But we're going to talk about that in the days to come. All this and see what's going on there. We're going to also talk today, because you are listening to Rondo Radio discussing real estate events and the financial market. But we will be chatting today, home ownership, the American dream, taking a hit, equity to consolidate debt. We'll talk about the pros and cons of that. Interest rates have reversed course. What's happening in that arena as well? We have a lot to chat about today. Remember, you can reach any time our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions and opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'm delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today is being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professional, Ron Siegel Radio. Next, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Ownership, the American dream, taking a hit is our subject today. The American dream is becoming a nightmare for many current house hunters in the country, especially those ready to take it for the first time. Affordability is worsening, according to Lawrence Yoon, chief of the National Association of Realtors. Home values are twice as fast as wage growth. It's a seller's market, i.e. prices are spiking because there are more buyers than the market. Inventory is 9% lower than a year ago, despite a 7.2% rise in April, according to the National Association of Realtors. This as prices ticked up for the 62nd straight month. The average median home price, national number, $244,800, cost 6% more than a year ago. While this is good news for homeowners, many would-be home buyers are getting shut out. That would be first-time buyers or the new household formations. Think about this concept, because if the home price is going up as 6%, if it's higher 6% than it was a year ago, then the likelihood is that the home you're selling is up 6%, the home you're buying is up 6% net, not a whole lot of change. While this is good news for owners, many getting home affordability as by the National Association, as the National Association of Realtors, has declined across the nation, with housing in the south and west regions the hardest hit at 10% less affordable than a year ago. A deep dive shows Kankakee, Illinois, among the least affordable markets, while Atlantic City, New Jersey, who wants to be there, is the most affordable. Fewer choices dented home sales in April. Sales of existing homes fell 2.3% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.57 million as tracked by the National Association of Realtors. At the same time, sales of new homes also took a falling more than 11% at seasonally adjusted annual rate of 569,000, according to the Commerce Department. Along with a few races, the pressure is on for many home buyers racing to lock historically low mortgage rates ahead of the Federal Reserve's mandate to gradually raise interest rates this year. The average rate on a 30-year fixed rate loan as of this morning, 3.89%, got a half a point to get there, but 3.89% this morning, it was 3.60 a year ago. So we're starting to see a reverse a little bit because we haven't been higher. Many factors are bringing buyers off the fence. These include low interest rates, urgency created by limited supply of resale and new homes, and improving personal balance, according to a poll during a conference with investors. KB Homes recently boosted its revenue forecast for the year. The issue, when you see some of the numbers I want to get to and just share this, when you're seeing in the marketplace that the sale of existing homes fell 2.3%, think a little deeper as to why that might be. Homes are falling by 2.3%, not because there's not people that want to buy these homes. Why? If you don't have a property, if there are no homes on the market that you can buy, and right now I'm hearing on a regular basis multiple bids for the same property. So if you have multiple bids for the same property, people are getting shut out. Of course, the sales numbers are going to fall. If you've got a lot of supply, then the sales numbers will probably increase. Now, does that mean the economy is doing better because there's more homes on the market for sale? No, maybe it's just because there's different issues that go into the numbers as to why they're falling. Combination, number one, you've got low interest rates. Again, we're seeing a cut 2 weeks in a row now. Actually, it's 3 weeks. Row that according to Freddie Mac's mortgage market survey, 30-year fixed rate loans are below 4%. Now you have to understand, and I need to share this one with you also, because I had somebody that called and asked about the numbers that I talked about, and then we see on these commercials, hype commercials, that I would suggest might be a little bit misleading to people. So I saw this last night. Big headline on one of the commercials, one of the big time advertisers saying 2.875% interest. 2.875. And somebody called in and asked about the number, saying, how do we get that? So the truth of the matter is, you have to look at the small print, you have to look at the fine print. That 2.875% interest rate is a 10 year fixed rate loan. Now, you know that I'm a main proponent that why would anybody want a 10-year, 15-year, 20-year loan? There's a couple of emotional reasons. Those are the reasons why people will do that. There's the emotional reasons. The emotional reasons are saying, it's something I want to have my property paid off. And when you talk about that from a strictly emotional standpoint, there's no way to dispute that issue. Now, if you're looking during your wealth creation years, then there's an issue that you can dispute it. Exactly where the dispute comes. The dispute on something like that is you don't believe that your money can work for you, or that you've got the vehicle for your money to do better for you than put into home equity. I had a gentleman many years ago when I was working at Merrill Lynch. All he ever wanted to invest his money in was municipal bonds. And I asked him one time, I said, why is it that you're always into municipal bonds? And his comment to me was very logical. You know something, in my business career, I have a lot of risk involved in what I do. When I get to the point that I have taken money out of my business, I do not want any risk. By investing in really high-rated or high-quality municipal bonds, he can accomplish that. He can say that, I know something, I like the idea that there's no risk in doing it. So that makes sense when you're looking at some of those different issues, but just have a strategy. Understand that you're saying that, you know something, I don't want any risk. I'm willing to put my money on the mattress, because in essence, that's what you've done. When you've taken money and you put your money into home equity, in essence, it's under the mattress. It's safe. It's secure. It's not going anywhere. But it's also not growing, and it is losing inflation. And if that's your desire, that's more power to you. You understand your business strategy, your personal finance strategy. But if you want to talk to someone like Al Manfrey, where he's got a very, very safe investment, this year it capped out already. It's already got a yield of, like, he told me, 17%. 17% in a secure, insured investment. Think about that concept. Another gentleman that does first mortgage investment in private money placements. His investors are getting a 6% yield. Well, if you can borrow money right now on a 30-year fixed rate loan, and you're at that Freddie Mac rate that is at 3.89, if you can borrow at 3.89, take off your interest deduction, your tax deduction there, and then you can invest at somewhere between 6% on first mortgages or the insurance product that's done about 8% annually with no tax liability. And I talk about 8%, that's like a 30-year average. So there's years that'll be more, there's years that'll be less, but 8% for the long term with a tax advantage to it. You see what that spread does is you've got about a 5% or 4% spread. 5% implications. You're looking at some very interesting numbers. The other thing that you want to look at when you see some of these advertised rates, and this I'm sure out over the weekend, one of the big local advertisers always talks about these loan programs that they have with a teaser. The first year they're going to take 1% off of your interest rate. You have to look at what is the catch on that. And that is very, very simple. They're looking at a $417,000 loan. 40% equity. Most people that have a $417,000 loan do not have 40% equity. If they had 40% equity, or if they knew that they had 40% equity, they might be looking at either getting a home that's closer to work, something that might be a little bigger, might be more suitable to their family. It might be that they want to downsize. So there's very few people that have that 40% equity to get those teaser loans. Boy, does it make good radio for them. It makes their phone ring, and then we get to talk to the people after the fact and help them get something that's more suitable for their family desire. You are listening to Ron Radio. This is Real Estate and the Financial Markets. When we come back, there are some accomplishments in your first year of college. If your home hasn't sold yet, let's talk about that as well. The mortgage interest rates have reversed course. You can reach us anytime off their number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 on SiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Siegel
Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In your credit manager segment, brought to you by creditmanager.com, you have a report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Manager has solutions for you and have the programs for you. Let's look at some of the items here that we want: home equity to consolidate debt. What do you think about this? Is this something that we should be doing or not doing? So here's where we want to go, the pros and cons. You can trust that we maintain, we're just dealing in education right here. And I'm going to give you some of my own opinions, but we want to educate you as well. You might be considering tapping your home equity, consolidate your credit card debt, and that can save you money. We talk about, on a regular basis, we talk about your blended household interest rate. Blended interest rate, that talks about weighing the interest rates and the dollars owed on every one of your household liabilities and see where it comes up. So what if you want to try and save some money and do some financial planning? So if you think about that, one of the areas that you can do that in is with a home refinance. The other area that you can do that in is a home equity line of credit. Interest rates on the home equity line of credit and lines of credit in general are generally much cheaper than they are on any other forms of debt. There are, I understand, some of them where you've got the teaser rate on credit cards. That's a thing to use wisely if you're consolidating debt. Those teaser rates and apply them. Use them to the way they're meant to be used, not to increase debt load. That's not where the benefit is. Home interest typically is tax deductible. Again, talk to your tax professional. Credit card interest is not tax deductible. Again, talk to your tax professional, make sure that that's the way your home situation is. But think about this. If you have a blended household interest rate of 5%, even though your home loan might be at 3.5% or 3.75%, you might want to take a look strategically and see if it makes sense to restructure that financing and then take some of or majority of the extra income saving, the extra debt you were making payments on, and pay your existing debt. It might be that you can take and consolidate all those credit cards, payments on a credit card that's any size to it. You're probably looking at 300 to 400 years before you pay it off. Yet I know it sounds harsh, but that's the reality of it. It takes forever to pay that off. Now, if you are able to roll that into your home equity, we know that the vast majority of you have home equity nowadays. Well, they might be looking at a whole different situation, and you might be able to come up with a lot better options for your family. And when I talk about better options for your family, what I'm talking about is increasing your home loan interest, and that's probably going to be tax deductible. Again, talk to your tax professional. And the idea then goes to, where do you, what do you do with the savings of all that money that you've done? Well, your savings, that's the beauty of this whole concept. The savings that I want to see you do is I want to see that money and pay it towards your loan. Now, if you pay your savings, it's a principal reduction, and you may end up being able to get that paid off in 22 years. The idea there is you take your car payment. Now, if you got a zero interest car payment, probably not going to be used for you to roll it in. If you've got zero interest balance transfer on a card, that you are able to make those payments, continue making those payments and get it paid off, maybe not an idea you want to roll into it. But if you've got a 15%, 18%, 29% interest rate on a credit card, or you've got an 8, 10, 12, 15% car loan, yeah, roll that in there, but maybe extra money going toward your principal. Now, the cons or the downside of using home equity payoff debt, well, you're using your house as collateral. There is risk to that. If your home value drops, you could end up owing what it's worth. Repayment terms can be longer than 10 years. The loan itself doesn't address troublesome spending habits. That might be the area that you want to look at first. Credit card debt is more easily discharged in bankruptcy if that's the route that you have to go. A homeowner with good credit is likely to have better options that don't risk the house. A homeowner with shaky finances shouldn't move unsecured debt that can be erased to secure debt that cannot. Consider other options. The two questions to ask when considering a strategy to consolidate credit card debt are, will this plan allow me to pay off my consumer debt within 5 years? Is my total debt less than of my gross income? We use 5 years as a magic number there, and it's not necessarily a magic number, but that's the max time you'd be required to make payments toward Chapter 13 bankruptcy or a debt management plan, after which your debt would be fully retired. Chapter 7 bankruptcy would wipe out your debt immediately and get you on a path toward restoring your credit. A no answer to these questions indicates too much debt. Your best option is to consult an attorney or credit counselor about debt relief, not one of these debt relief companies that charges you to do a debt relief plan. You make a payment to them, and they disperse your money trying to negotiate after the fact. There are some legitimate debt relief companies that will help you. Give me a call at 800-1999 and put you in touch with them. Options for smaller debt loads that put your home at risk. Again, the zero balance transfer cards, those are people with good or excellent credit. Issuers offer balance transfer cards with introductory no interest periods from 6 months to 2 years. This is usually the cheapest option for those who qualify. Personal loans for most borrowers, interest rates on consolidation loans are lower than rates on regular credit cards. You get depends on your credit history and your income. Home equity loans or HELOCs, if you've ruled out other options, weigh the pros and cons of consolidating with home equity, determine if the viable path. Then it's a choice of a home equity loan or a HELOC. Home equity loans are a type of second mortgage based on the value of your home beyond what you owe on your primary mortgage. You get a lump sum of money, often with the closing costs taken out, which you can then use to pay off your debt or any other purpose. You'll have a fixed monthly payment and a repayment schedule. The pros of this, usually a low fixed rate. Fixed loans can be easier to budget for than variable credit card payments. Know your loan's exact payoff. No temptation of a revolving credit line. The cons of upfront closing costs can be high. Home equity lines are second mortgages, structured credit cards. Instead of a lump sum, you draw down the money to pay off credit card balance. For example, using checks or a debit card to a credit line. You pay interest only on the credit use, often at rates several percentage points lower than average rates on credit cards. The pros of that, usually a low variable rate, having no or low cost. The cons, adjustable rates mean payments could go up, harder to budget for. Easy access to credit line can sabotage budgeting efforts. And interest-only payment options can lead to deeper debt. Those are just some of the issues that are involved in the home equity concept or the idea to consolidate debt. That is where Credit Matters is brought to you by CreditMatters.com. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Ooh, if your home hasn't sold yet, maybe you can understand why and mortgage interest rates reversed course in 2017. All that and more you can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com /Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back. On the market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. That's my message. If you're a consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel or any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the mortgage today, being brought to you by Gold Star. When you're ready, the next mortgage, Gold Star has the products for you. Give me a call at 800-606-1990. I'll be in touch with the right people to get that new mortgage from our friends over at Gold Star. They've got a great program. Just tell it, Ron Siegel said that they're going to waive your lender fees. Give us a call at 806-1990. We'll make sure that happens for you. But tell them you heard it on air. So mortgage interest rates, they are reversing course in 2017 to start the year. Housing experts all agree on one thing. 2017 was the year we would see mortgage interest rates begin to rise. After years of historically low rates and an improving economy, the question wasn't if they would increase, instead, how much they would increase. Some thought we'd see rates hit 5.5% by the end of the year. However, the exact opposite has happened. Their rates, as we head into the middle of 2017, we now have the lowest rates of the year as reported by Freddie Mac. I shared that with you earlier, 3.89%. When you look at the chart, I just shared this chart on our Facebook social media channel. You look at the 30-year fixed rate mortgage chart from Mac, and we were up as high as almost 4.3% back in March. But now we're looking at these numbers significantly lower, again, 3.89%, the lowest of the year. Projections still call for an increase. The four major entities, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, the Mortgage Bankers Association, and the National Association of Realtors are still projecting that they will increase by the fourth quarter of the year. So think about this. The National Association of Realtors, we're 2013, thinking, third quarter, the average is 0.25% is what they're saying by the end of the third quarter. End of the fourth quarter, the now average projection is 4.38%. Bottom line is no one knows for sure where interest will be in 6 months. However, if you are thinking about buying your first house, trading up to home of your dreams, or looking to get equity out of your property, maybe to do some home improvements, you can still get a mortgage at a historically low rate right now. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Get your program going. Lock in before it is too late. Lock in before the rates start going up. And we know that the Federal Reserve has told us that they're looking at interest rates again increasing. I think next week is the next Fed meeting. So they're looking at, now, they don't deal with mortgage rates. They deal with your home equity line of credit rate. They're dealing with the discount rate, the federal funds rate, which affects the prime rate, which affects your home equity line of credit. Saw this article as well. 69% of homeowners are wrong about down payment needs. And again, this is an issue that we have all the time. According to a research conducted by Genworth Financial, Mortgage Bankers Association, secondary market. 69% of mortgage professionals say that first-time buyers believe 80% down is necessary to buy in today's market. Nearly 40% of mortgage industry professionals surveyed believe that a lack of knowledge about the home buying process is keeping potential buyers on the sidelines. Saving for a down payment is often cited as a huge barrier for first home buyers to make a leap into home ownership. If homeowners believe that they need a 20% down payment in the market, they also believe that they will have to wait years in some markets to come up with the necessary funds to buy their dream homes. The greatest source of confusion cited in the survey results centered around down payments. The results are broken down in a chart I shared yesterday on our social media, but mortgage professionals survey that first-time homebuyers still mistakenly believe, and again, 28% believe, that a 20% down payment is necessary. 41% it would be too difficult to get a house with less than 20%. Rohit Gupta, the CEO of Genworth Mortgage Insurance, had this quote, "While first-time buyers continue to drive the purchase market, we believe many are staying on the sidelines due to the misconception that a 20% down payment is required to secure a mortgage. There are various low down payment options today that allow prospective home buyers to reach their dreams of home ownership sooner. Crucial that in the industry we proactively educate eligible borrowers about solutions that will enable them to buy a home when they're ready." We've been talking about that for a long time on Ron Siegel Radio. The idea that you might be able to buy a house the same amount of in some situations as an Apple computer. The bottom line, don't let a lack of understanding of the home buying process keep you and your family out of the housing market. Let's chat. That's what it's about. Now, I very rarely tell somebody that they're not able to buy a new house. What my preference is to say we need to get you on a game plan to buy a new house. That's a big difference. A game plan And I don't believe in the can't philosophy. That's just not my way. I believe that you say, okay, here's where you are. These might be your challenges. Maybe you don't have enough money to down payment. Okay, so to strategize on what it's going to take. If you've got a decent credit score, there are many, many programs out there for 3% down payment. 3%. Now, if you're going to have a legitimate or a decent amount of mortgage insurance, yes. But who cares? The idea to get in the game, because the numbers grow so rapidly when you're in the game. Think about this. You put a 3% down payment on a $400,000 house. I'm just doing these numbers off the top of my head. That's $12,000 out of pocket for a great real estate agent to minimize the cash for your closing. Well, the costs are there. There are ways to minimize that cash. So if you're going to do that, $12,000, you're looking at finding or saving. Now, maybe then you got to look at your credit score. Your credit score might be 700, but there might be some things that can be done to get it up to 720, 740, 750. Maybe it's 650 because you don't have any credit. So maybe the idea there is, let's get you a few credit cards. And I know that a lot of people will challenge that. Get you a few credit cards. Use credit cards strategically and consistently and pay them off strategically. Not the way many people do. But pay them strategically each twice a month as you're making those payments. And I think that you're going to have a strong benefit to your credit score. That concept. That is the idea of the game plan. Dealing with the game plan is what it's all about. A couple things you may have accomplished. I saw this report. I thought I'd share it with you. Things to accomplish in your first year after college. Now your college years are behind you. It's time to begin another chapter in your life. While you may have been juggling schoolwork, a part-time job, and a social life all at once, post-graduation brings a whole new meaning to adulting. In the next few years, you may be able to purchase a home or start a family. But for now, a few things you should try to accomplish your first year in college. Number one, see if you do a little bit of traveling. Enjoy life a little bit. You may don't get yourself in debt, though. You may soon realize that it can be difficult to find free time to travel when you start working a 9-to-5 job. Therefore, consider traveling the summer after graduation. It's a great chance to see places you may not be able to see when you begin working full-time. Traveling can help clear your mind and relieve the stress of those last few college finals. It's understandable to find it hard to even think of traveling with student loan payments looming large, but you regret not doing so when you begin working. Consider making allowance in your budget for travel and remember to add any more debt. Number two, land a job. Of course, the reason you went to college to begin with was to establish a career. Chances are your job won't be your last. It's a good time to start a job where you can learn new skills that can be used later in your career. Don't be afraid to take a job that doesn't align with your college major. Do something in every job, and remember you are building skills and your career is a path. Three, learn network. While networking is so thrilling, learning to engage with other professionals and sell yourself is a life skill. Learning to network is a stepping stone to enhance your career. Get your finances in order. Finances and make necessary adjustments. A savings account. Those who don't have a savings account, now is not to open one and accept change. After college, you may be faced with a few changes you're not quite used to. Whether starting a new city, expect some challenging transition in your college. This is not to scare you. Change can be a good thing. When you use it, you can make the best of these changes. And one thing you should not change is that radio station. Make sure you set that first radio preset to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to our sponsors. A big thanks to John's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions for our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of fun. Have a good day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.